Welcome to Idea of the Future, the podcast concerning evolution and intelligent design. And this episode, we're going to be talking with Dr. Michael Egnor. I am your host, Ray Boland, for today. And Dr. Egnor has been responding to evolutionary biologist Jerry Coyne at Evolution News. And what we're going to be talking about today is how Jerry Coyne responded to Michael's initial writing concerning euthanasia of handicapped infants and even children. So you title this, Euthanasia Reveals Atheism's Moral Confusion. So Dr. Egnor, welcome and glad you're with us today.
It's a pleasure, Ray. Thank you for having me.
Well, Jerry Coyne was referring to also ethicist Peter Singer, or philosopher Peter Singer, who has been advocating for infant euthanasia for some time. And Coyne initially just kind of described some of the response that Singer's been getting. Coyne says, for these views on infant euthanasia, Singer has been demonized by disability rights advocates who have called for his firing, disrupted his talks, and you referred to the other post you made, all for just raising a reasonable ethical question that should be considered and discussed. So it seems to be Jerry Coyne is just saying, don't get so upset about this stuff. So what do you think?
Well, I generally recommend that people behave in a civil fashion and listen to reasoned discussions. But one does have to keep in mind that disabled people in the audience at Peter Singer's lectures are the people that Peter Singer has recommended killing. So you shouldn't be surprised that it gets them worked up a little bit. So if there is ever a time when a person is justified in interrupting a speaker, that would seem to me a time.
Well, you refer to another issue that Jerry Coyne has responded to where he seems to get quite angry about a situation, even seemed to involve some lawyers at some point. So talk to us about how you compared his call for a reasoned response here as opposed to his reaction elsewhere.
Well, it's quite an irony. If it wasn't such a sick situation, it would be quite funny. Coyne, in this situation with Singer being disrupted by people in the audience, he called for courtesy and he felt that we should listen to the other side. He said, I quote, all of this just for raising a reasonable ethical question that should be considered and discussed. You know, like, why can't we all just get along? In 2013, there was a professor at Ball State University named Eric Hedden who taught a course on astronomy. And in the astronomy course, Professor Hedden raised some questions about the possibility that the universe manifested design, which is a perfectly fair question. Mm-hmm. It's a question actually most people think of when they think about the cosmos and so on. And Coyne was ballistic about this. He heard about this. He blogged on it. He wrote a letter to the president of Ball State University demanding that the course be shut down, said that under no circumstances should a university, especially a state university, allow this kind of discussion about the possibility of design in the universe to go on. And he called the Freedom From Religion Foundation, which is sort of an anti-religious group that basically sues people who try to publicly discuss religion. So Coyne reacted with vengeance and vehemence to the simple raising of the possibility of design in the universe. However, he feels that disabled people should sit in the audience with equanimity and remain silent when a philosophy professor recommends that they be killed in the crib. So it's a bizarre moral confusion on Coyne's part.
Well, as our listeners might expect, Coyne wants to appeal to, in his opinion at least, that intelligent design is simply religion and has no place in a university classroom. But he kind of went on in his blog post to say that Hedden's classes are not only unconstitutional, but an embarrassment to your university, again, writing to president. If you disagree with the freedom from religion argument, Hedden's courses are a discredit to BSU, and you should be removed from them or forced to eliminate that religious indoctrination. Note to others, Coyne says, it appears to be settled law that academic freedom cannot, in a public university, be an excuse to teach whatever thing you want. Coyne goes on, says, I mentioned earlier, I wrote to the chairman of Hedden's department expressing some of the sentiments above, but he blew me off, arguing that this course has been deemed satisfactory by the university officials, and we'll see if they start singing a different tune now, because he's getting the Freedom From Religion Foundation involved. What do you think?
Well, I think what Coyne did was reprehensible. I'm not an attorney, but I don't believe that there has ever been a court finding that discussion of religion or design or anything at the university level in a course is unconstitutional. That's a bizarre interpretation of the Constitution. And it would seem to me that if Coyne was confident about the evidence for his own personal view of cosmology and of metaphysics, that he wouldn't have any problem with an open discussion of all sides of it. His behavior here is more like somebody who really doesn't have much confidence in the evidence for his own viewpoint. He obviously feels that he has to try to legally suppress discussion of people who disagree with him. But I find the irony is jaw-dropping that Coyne would attack an astronomy professor, threaten his job, threaten his university, threaten sick lawyers on him, for simply raising the question as to whether the intricate laws that govern the universe might have had an intelligent designer. But on the other hand, Coyne feels that disabled people sitting in the audience of a professor who's lecturing that they should have been killed in the crib have no place to raise any complaints at all. What a bizarre way of looking at academic freedom.
Yeah, I agree. I've always wondered what it is that they're really trying to protect, and it's far more than just the science. It's more of a philosophy that they're trying to protect, but they sure do get irate about that. And if you're so confident that you're absolutely correct, well, then let's get the discussion going. But don't even to do that.
Before I became a strong advocate of the intelligent design perspective, I was fairly indoctrinated in the Darwinian worldview. But I noticed when I first started paying attention to the intelligent design and Darwin atheism debate that invariably the people who were arguing against intelligent design were invariably arguing to shut down discussion. Mm-hmm. Again and again, they wanted to silence discussion. Whereas the intelligent design people were always willing to talk about it. They were willing to talk about it in any forum, in any place. They never tried to shut the Darwinists down. They never tried to shut the atheists down. They wanted discussion. And to me, that's a hallmark of people who are genuinely seeking the truth. People who are constantly trying to silence their opponents aren't people who are really interested in truth. They're interested in indoctrination.
Well, something else that you pointed out when Coyne was commenting on the Hedden situation at Ball State University was he then kind of switched course and he went towards also a nature lab at a museum. And in his blog post, Jerry Coyne says, "A friend of mine who recently visited the nature lab at your museum forwarded me the attached sign, which ascribes the existence of animals to God." And Coyne goes on to say, "As an evolutionary biologist, I object to the invocation of God. The invocation of God in a public museum could be seen as a violation of the First Amendment." Now, interesting, he says could be seen. So how did you respond to that?
This was a perfectly sensible, I think rather beautiful quotation from an anonymous donor to the museum in 2013. Huh. And it read, "The Nature Lab is a gift to Los Angeles to celebrate all of God's creatures and enable the Natural History Museum to broaden our understanding of the natural world through the process of scientific discovery." It's a fine quote. And it was a donor, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that quote. I would recommend that Dr. Coyne avoid visiting Washington, D.C., because there are references to God plastered all over federal buildings. I mean, the Lincoln Memorial has quotations from the Gospel of Matthew on the wall of the inside of Lincoln Memorial, right next to President Lincoln's statue. The Supreme Court has quotations from the Bible. The Declaration of Independence refers to our Creator. So Coyne's going to live a pretty restricted life if he's not willing to see public expressions of other people's religious beliefs.
Well, it is pretty amazing sometimes. I find that in my conversations with people like Jerry Coyne, it sometimes is very difficult to keep the conversation civil. And that's always what tells me it's far more than just the science. It's far more than evidence. There's a lot more at stake. And it's not only just a philosophy, but a whole way of life that seems to be threatened. And you cannot change the history of the founding of this country. And it's there for all to see and understand. And you just kind of wonder, I mean, Coyne even asked the question in his blog post, that would you have taken the money from someone who insisted that the gift celebrates all of Votan's creatures, where all the creatures created by space aliens? Well, they probably would reject that. There's just such a much longer history and involvement of a Christian worldview in the founding of this country that those kinds of rebuffs just don't seem to make a whole lot of sense.
Right, and I also noticed I've yet to see any blog post from Coyne complaining about various satanic monuments that have been erected in various public places across the country. He really directs his animus towards Christianity. And what comes across most strikingly with Coyne and with other atheists like him is their fear. They seem to have this hysterical fear. Any sort of open, honest, free discussion of God in public, they're terrified of it.
Tends to be that way sometimes. At least that's been reaction sometimes in public discussions and sometimes even in debates. So, well, Dr. Egnor, again, so glad you're with us today. And this is ID the Future. And thank you for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.